You've been listening to All Things Considered on KAXE KBXE from National Public Radio. I'm Heidi Holton. Yesterday, Time Magazine had a story titled, "No Refugee Moved to This Minnesota County in the Past 5 Years. It Just Voted to Ban Resettlement Anyway." They're talking about Beltrami County in northern Minnesota. Over 150 people attended the Beltrami County board meeting, with many of them being vocal opponents. Beltrami County Commissioner Reed Olson believed they would make history, and indeed, Beltrami County is the first county in the state to take a vote on resettlement of refugees.
To be clear, the president brought the order up. You know, I didn't. So what was happening, though, is that it hadn't been brought to the county board's attention, and so we were running the risk of running out of time, and non-action is recorded by the State Department as opting out of basically saying, no, we are not a welcoming community. I didn't want history to show that while I was a Beltrami County Commissioner, I allowed that designation to happen. I wanted to at least vote and be on the record of saying that I believe that Beltrami County is a welcoming community. I suppose it should also be stated that the chances of any sort of serious resettlement of refugees in Bemidji or in Beltrami County or north central Minnesota generally is very remote because we don't have immigrant populations. So for me, this was more of just a hypothetical kind of vote of conscience. Now, what I would really like to say is there was a lot of purposefully distributed misinformation, disinformation going out to people over and Monday and Tuesday morning, scaring the pants off of people, that saying that I or other people were trying to bring in 2,500 people from Syria or 500 people from Somalia, and really playing on people's fears of the unknown and saying this is going to overwhelm our community, it's going to overwhelm our social systems, our social services, and we can't let this happen. There are no plans for any sort of resettlement. There was I believe in the Star and Tribune, there was a quote from a person that runs or works for a refugee resettlement program. And they said, I'm not sure what they were voting for or against because there's never going to be a resettlement program in Bemidji. But so, you know, but that being said, I think that the president put out this executive order to sow exactly the kind of fear and chaos and discord that was witnessed on Tuesday night. I think that there are politicians that succeed in chaos and fear and don't do as well in stable situations. So it plays to certain people to have this kind of fear run amok. So I was really disheartened that we had to talk about it. You know, I felt it was important that records show that I feel anyways, if not all of my colleagues, that Bemidji and Beltrami County are welcoming communities and that if there are people in need, that we want to help them.
That's Beltrami County Commissioner Reed Olson. With a 3-2 vote, they voted to deny consent to refugee resettlement. Marshall Helmberger from the Timberjay newspaper tells us what happened earlier this week in St. Louis County and what it means.
Well, the St. Louis County Board took up this issue on Tuesday, and after hours of public input on it, ended up voting 4-3 to table it. The County Board does plan to take it up again in May, and at that point, they hope to make a decision either to approve a motion that would allow refugee resettlement or a motion that would deny refugee resettlement. In the end, the motion is largely symbolic, since for the most part, refugees are not being resettled in rural places, at least in Minnesota, and haven't been for years. The last time there was a refugee resettled in St. Louis County was in 2011, and we weren't talking about large numbers. I think we were talking one. So, I mean, to say this is a nothing burger is pretty accurate. I mean, however this vote comes out, it doesn't really make any difference in the question of whether refugees are going to be resettled in St. Louis County, because for the most part they aren't. But it all came about because of a executive order that President Trump issued back in September that required every state and county in the entire country to vote one way or another on whether they would accept refugees. And as in St. Louis County and other counties, the vote has almost no bearing on the issue of refugees. In fact, you know, there are a lot of folks looking at this who say this isn't even about refugees, that it's more of a campaign tactic by President Trump designed to get people worked up, essentially, over refugee resettlement by forcing every single county in the country to pass this. And it's amazing what happened here in St. Louis County. I mean, this, you know, had originally been thought it would just, you know, breeze through. It wasn't very controversial. I mean, by approving this resolution to allow refugee resettlement, it was simply just keep in place the status quo because, you know, counties have always been open, you know, in a technical sense to refugee resettlement. It just, you know, even if it wasn't happening. But the outpouring of opposition, mostly in phone calls and emails to commissioners, especially in the northern parts of St. Louis County, was somewhat overwhelming. At the public hearing they had on the issue on Tuesday in Duluth, most of the speakers actually were in favor of passing the motion. But in other parts of St. Louis County, there clearly was quite a bit of opposition. I talked to our local commissioner here, Paul McDonald. He said his office received about 200 phone calls, mostly in opposition, and then lots of emails on top of that. So clearly people were exercised about this issue, even if the significance of it was essentially non-existent. If this was, as people say, if this was a, you know, political tactic by President Trump, it seems to be working. And getting folks who, you know, are anti-immigrant definitely engaged and organized, and maybe that was, you know, part of the intent. But at this point, I know Commissioner McDonald said, you know, he's just hoping, and the reason he voted for a delay on this was because he wants more time to be able to talk to constituents so they understand the significance or lack of significance, I guess, of this motion to allow refugee resettlement. Like I said, it just maintains the status quo, doesn't really change anything, and it doesn't mean a single refugee is coming to St. Louis County. But clearly, he said, people don't understand that at this point, and he said that's why they voted to delay this, just to give, you know, commissioners more time to talk to constituents and allay some of the fears that were being spread.
It's Marshall Hellenberger from the Timberjay newspaper. Hear our full conversation tomorrow, Friday, at 7:20 a.m. Tomorrow at this time, we'll talk with MinnPost data reporter Greta Call. Her article came out today titled, "As Minnesota Counties Vote on Accepting Refugees, Here Are the Counties Where Refugees Have Actually Moved In the Last Decade." She points out in her article that the number of refugees coming to Minnesota has declined in recent years. You can read Greta Call's article at minnpost.com. We'd love to hear from you, your thoughts on counties voting on refugee resettlement. Send an email to me, Heidi, at kaxe.org. In our next hour, we bring you the news from Canada as it happens. At 7 o'clock, it's Steve Ross and the Dead Set. You're listening to member-supported KAXE KBXE.